This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The U.S. used to produce more uranium than any country in the world. Most of it was mined in Wyoming. Since the 1980s, prices have slumped. Production has fallen off. But now some U.S. companies are betting that's going to change. Uranium is key for the nuclear energy industry, and hundreds of new nuclear reactors are being planned in China and India. Inside Energy's Madeline Beck reports.
William Goranson is driving out to look at a uranium mine in northeast Wyoming.
I feel like this is my third time I've gone through business cycle where we're always on scraping by with our nails to stay alive.
Wyoming's economy largely depends on coal, oil, and gas, but uranium mines could start helping out. And Goranson, with the Energy Fuels Company, is one of the people planning for uranium to come back. We went to Energy Fuels' uranium mine in northeast Wyoming, called Nichols Ranch. Like most uranium mines now, it uses in-situ mining. That means that instead of a big open pit, the uranium is mined using pumps on a hillside. The system sends a solution underground to dissolve uranium, then pumps it back up, and uranium is separated out. Goranson says the company expects uranium prices to rise in the next few years, and is ready to ramp up production.
Won't be a double, but we'll be building capacity into double production.
Energy Fuels isn't alone. At least four other companies are also buying up or shaping up Wyoming properties to start producing the ultra-heavy element when the time is right. And it is heavy. When pure, this silvery white metal weighs 10 pounds per cup. Scott Melby is with the uranium mining company Uranium Energy Corp. It's one of the companies getting ready for the potential boom. The company purchased a mine in northeast Wyoming. And Melby's got
1 foot on the brake and 1 foot on the gas.
Melby spoke this summer at the Global Uranium Symposium in Casper, Wyoming. On stage, he told industry leaders they just need to hunker down.
If we can position ourselves to be ready to respond when prices turn, I think it'll be very good news for everyone in this room.
Uranium prices are still depressed from an earthquake 6 years ago, the one that hit Japan and caused a tsunami and a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Every time there's an accident like that, nuclear energy goes out of favor. Plants shut down, there's a uranium glut, prices drop. But China and India combined are building 26 reactors and plan to build nearly 250 more in the coming years. And that's going to take a lot of uranium. Still, the Natural Resources Defense Council contends that the uranium market might not rebound that much, especially with slow nuclear growth outside Asia. Jeffrey Fettes is a senior attorney at the NRDC.
We think in Western democracies and in Western Europe and in the United States, we don't really see any future for the nuclear industry for quite some time, if at all.
Even if uranium mining doesn't grow, Fettes says it needs more oversight to protect limited Western aquifers, which are impacted by the mining. He wants more groundwater testing before mining starts, in neighboring aquifers, and after mining is done. The Environmental Protection Agency tried to increase those protections in 2015, but failed. At the end of the Obama administration, the agency put out a similar version that's still on the table.
It's slightly weakened from the first iteration, but it's still a dramatic improvement.
And now there are calls from Republicans to abandon the Obama-era proposal. Goranson from Energy Fuels says he doesn't believe the proposed rule would improve environmental safety or public health beyond what's already required. That currently includes groundwater sampling around the facility and some neighboring sites. He says U.S. rules are already some of the strictest in the world. In Laramie, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.
That story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.